This is Akashvani, the news read by Amrit Bhushan. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has stated that India is the world's fastest growing major economy and is soon set to become the third largest globally. Speaking at a forum hosted by a private media house in Delhi yesterday, Mr. Modi highlighted that India stands as a beacon of hope for the world with its resilience and strength. He said inflation is low, interests are less, and forex reserves are also strong.
एक्सपर्ट कह रहे हैं कि दुनिया की ग्रोथ में भारत का कंट्रीब्यूशन बहुत जल्द करीब 20% होने जा रहा है। ये ग्रोथ, ये रेजिलियंस जो हम भारत की इकोनॉमी में देख रहे हैं, इसके पीछे बीते एक दशक में भारत में आई मैक्रो इकोनॉमिक स्टेबिलिटी है।
The Prime Minister asserted that India today is in a position to help lift the world out of slow growth guided by the mantra of reform, perform, transform. He added that every month lakhs of domestic investors are investing thousands of crores of rupees in the market through SIP. Mr. Modi also highlighted that work is being done on Made in India 6G. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has urged India's private sector and startups to step forward with a vision of launching 50 rockets every year. On the occasion of National Space Day yesterday, he affirmed that the government possesses both the intent and the willpower to implement the next generation reforms required to achieve this vision. In his video message on the occasion, Mr. Modi assured the space community that the government stands firmly with them at every step. At the event, Minister of State for Space, Dr. Jitendra Singh, presented awards to students who won the Bharatiya Antariksh Hackathon and the ISRO Robotics Challenge 2025. Union Home Minister Amit Shah will inaugurate a two-day All India Speakers Conference today at the Delhi Assembly in the National Capital. The conference is being organised to commemorate the centenary year of Vitthalbhai Patel assuming the office of Speaker of the Central Legislative Assembly as the first elected Speaker in the country. Speakers of 29 state assemblies and Chairman and Vice Chairman of Legislative Councils in 6 states will attend the conference. Delhi Assembly Speaker Vijendra Gupta informed that an exhibition, a special documentary and a commemorative postage stamp will be launched based on Vitthalbhai Patel's life, parliamentary contribution and role in the freedom struggle. He added that Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla will preside over the closing session of the conference. Prime Minister of Fiji Sithiveni Ligamamada Rambuka is on a three-day visit to India starting today. He will be accompanied by his spouse Sulueti Rambuka. The delegation will include Minister of Health and Medical Services Ratu Antonio Lalabalavu and senior officials. External Affairs Ministry informed that it will be the first visit to India by Prime Minister Rambuka in his present capacity. During his visit, Mr. Rambuka is scheduled to hold talks with Prime Minister Narendra Modi tomorrow. He will also call on President Draupadi Murmu. Zimbabwe Vice President General retired Dr. C.G.D.N. Chiwenga has arrived in Surat on a two-day visit at the invitation of the South Gujarat Chamber of Commerce and Industry, SGCCI. He was accompanied by Zimbabwe's Cabinet Ministers Raj Modi, Mafidi Mnangagwa, Ambassador Stella Nkomo and a delegation of the top secretariat. INS Tamal, the latest stealth frigate of the Indian Navy, recently docked at Souda Bay, Greece, on its way to home, India. During the port call, the crew engaged with Hellenic Navy and NATO officials. Key meetings included the commanding officer's call on Commodore Dionysios Mantadakis, base commander of Souda Bay, and NATO representatives. India bagged 2 more gold medals at the 16th Asian Shooting Championship in Shymkent, Kazakhstan, bringing their gold count to 22. Elevenil Valarivan, Shambhavi Shirisagar and Narayan Pranav clinched their second gold in the senior and junior 10-meter air rifle mixed team events. Ela and Arjun topped qualification with a total score of 634, while Mehuli Ghosh and Rudrangsh Patil secured silver with 632.6. India leads the medal tally with 22 golds, 8 silvers and 10 bronzes. And that is the end of this news bulletin.